sit beside me now and watch with me. Take your time, remember what you see. A reality show, not on TV. So watch and listen carefully. A movie star not on TV, but the cameras always follow me. Nah, a movie star not on TV. You know me before me. You know me before me.
Welcome to Comic Pop Library. This is our movie special for Green Lantern. I'm Richard, along with April, Logan, and Michelle again. And one of the things to comment on before we get started with the review, we will watch movies when we can, but we are family on a budget, so we're not going to get to see every single thing. But when we do see the movies, we will record and put them up as the podcast. So, we just got back from watching Green Lantern, starring Ryan Reynolds. And one of the things they hired this person for was the female appeal for this individual. So I guess we should ask Michelle and April what they thought of Ryan.
I liked him. Mom doesn't.
I thought he was too skinny for the character.
It doesn't matter how skinny you are, it's how much bulk you have.
Well, Hal Jordan was more mature. Juvenile delinquent, but
The original Silver Age Green Lantern, it was a little bit more mature in theme, but when they reintroduced the character, they did have him become an alcoholic in the miniseries and kind of an irresponsible character, so they kind of took that from the Emerald Dawn miniseries back in the early 90s, I believe, so that's where they got that aspect of it, where he was questioning himself and kind of a irresponsible character.
Nobody likes mature and serious leads.
How old was Hal Jordan in the comic series when he first got the ring?
I would have to guesstimate mid-20s.
And it was around the same area in his job anyways.
Yep, he did test. He was a test pilot for Ferris Industries, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they kept that pretty true to the origin.
A few things were different, like the first time he actually used the ring in there.
True, the parts of the story were changed, but that's with any movie.
Yeah.
You have to bear with the movie studios with that, because they're trying to make a movie that's going to appeal to everybody, not just the comic book individuals. And they're trying to give the beginning story and trying to make it interesting for a general audience. So that's where some of that comes from.
They're always a bit of an alternate universe version.
There can be, but they're pretty much in the movies, this is the version I'll go with, unless they reboot the series.
Yeah.
Like they have with Batman a few times. One of the things, they did keep Carol Ferris there. That's the love interest, and that was one of the aspects of this movie, was the romantic storyline in it. And I believe this was put in there. It was a little bit more involved in the Thor movie that we did last time. They spent a lot more time with the character developments. Was the love interest interesting or not?
It was better than Thor. I actually liked the girl. But I liked it. It was good.
And for some reason, the movie seemed to go a bit faster than Thor as well.
Thor spent a lot more time setting it up.
I know.
This one was pretty much right into it.
Seemed to be shorter, too.
Seemed a lot longer than Thor, because Thor, it seemed to me, was like, you did it, done. And then this one was, like, a lot longer than me. At some points, I was like, wait, is this over or not? It's kind of being long. Mm-hmm.
But Green Lantern's a test pilot, so he does everything fast. So even when they introduced you to him, I mean, what, he was late getting up for work? So even at that time, he was going as fast as it could.
But that's fun to watch.
And that set the pace for the movie.
To me, some of the love scenes did slow it down a little bit, though. It go full bore, and then it would slow it down, but that was part of the character development. So some of the male audience members might not enjoy that aspect of the movie as much as others, but I enjoyed it still. What about you, Logan? Did you enjoy that aspect of it, or were you kind of bored with it?
There were only maybe a minute or two each scene, and there was only two or three, so a slight difference for the club, but not much of that happened.
Yeah, he probably ignored them.
I got to nudge him once. Wasn't sure if he was awake or not. It was during a slow moment, one of the few slow moments. To me, this movie took itself a little bit more serious than the Thor movie. Did you feel that way? There was humor, but not as much humor throughout.
Yeah. I'm glad there wasn't as much humor, because with comic movies, you kind of have to put in the humor, but like keep it serious, because it is kind of serious. So just dropping those humors in where needed is what I liked about it.
And was the Ferris Gal codenamed Sapphire in the original book, or was that just for her Star Sapphire?
Off the top of my head, I can't remember if her call sign was Sapphire in the comic books, but what Logan's alluding to is Carol Ferris was a fighter or test pilot along with Hal Jordan. Her code name was Sapphire, which, if they do more movies, could lead into the Star Sapphire character that she becomes in the comic books. Michelle's being quiet.
Yep.
Did this feel like a grander scale than Thor? Because we mentioned Thor was kind of a...
grand.
It was grand in scope, but only had a few locales, where this one was definitely a grander universal scale.
Yeah, it's already got at least another world on it.
I think, what, we had the city, we had Oa, is that how you pronounce it?
We had the marshes, or whatever it was.
And the planets, those were where he was imprisoned.
And then they kept saying that they had, like, 3,600 Green Lanterns for all these different separate sections, which kind of broadens it out. And when they had the meeting, you'd see these tiny green specks everywhere.
But then they did show some little bit close-ups, but they didn't show all those worlds, but they showed the different species, so to me that felt like a little bit more grander arena, and flying through space took time to do all that. So.
And one of them is quite similar to one of the Doctor Who's. Remember the wasp? It had a giant wasp. They had a fairly big wasp.
True, that's one of the species in one of the sectors. And one of the things they did was with Abin Sur, one of the question marks is why was he in a spaceship when he crashed when Green Lanterns can fly everywhere?
And he was hurt,
true, but even in the very beginning he was in a ship. But one thing is if they're traveling long distances, they can't go the speed of light per se. They can go fast, and it takes willpower to keep the air bubble around them and all that. But when Hal Jordan first took the ring, he flew up into space and then went to an area where it was kind of like almost like a Stargate type feature that shot him through a wormhole to Oa. So that kind of explained the spaceships that Abin Sur was actually in.
Though the comic had a different explanation. And we didn't get to see Parallax's true form in the movie.
Who's
True.
The guy possessing the guy.
The yellow light.
Okay.
The scope of this one was the Guardians are kind of displayed differently in the movie from the comics. They're little green men, but they had short robes that covered them. But in the movie, they were short blue. Excuse me, not green. They were short and blue, but their robes extended way down the pillar, and it was actually one of them that was Parallax, was a guardian that turned and was infected with the fear.
Yep. In the comics, that only happened later with the death.
I thought that the long robes gave the old guys more presence, as did their really big heads.
Oh, I didn't like them. I was like, get over yourselves.
I don't remember in the comics, do they have the really big heads?
They have oversized heads, yes.
But not as big as, I think they were exaggerated a little.
Maybe a little bit. Mm. But it made them appear to be ostentatious over the other lanterns. Which
that's what I don't like. It's like,
as well
I get that you're older than them, that you created all, that you're like the guardians, but you don't have to sit up there all day looking all prestigious and saying, oh, I'm better than you.
But really,
no, not saying that, just sleeping with their eyes open while being talked to.
The way they carry themselves in the movie.
Is but like, their they didn't
carry themselves, they just sat there.
Their role in the Green Lantern series, if I remember correctly, it was to be more of watchers, and they weren't really to be involved in daily struggles.
Mm, they were to be watched.
For something Parallax level, didn't they do some stuff?
No, not really. Huh. There was no, Gaunt was the only one in the series that actually was involved with that, but that's in the comic book series. In the movie, they kind of emulate what they were in the comic series, because in the comic series, they're the same way. They, like the female Guardian mentioned that they have to look at the big picture. They are not looking, like Michelle said, at the everyday thing. They have to look at the overall universal picture.
Which is why they were up on their pedestals instead of down amongst them.
Did they actually have pedestals or not? I couldn't remember.
What do you call the spires they were
didn't
on?
Didn't see any spires they were on. Maybe behind them.
The really tall spindle things?
They were set on.
Okay.
That's not an artist. I thought they were
floating.
All
I saw was a big rock that went up, and then they were sitting on the rock.
Yeah, the spire.
Yes. The rock.
I thought their capes were sitting on the rock. They were standing where?
So how did you like, is it Kilowog?
Yeah.
Who's that?
And he's the big guy who trained him
for
all of, what, 3-4 bouts?
That was one thing I wish they would have spent more time in the training. Because that could have been a fun segment, and it kind of got cut short to me.
I remember just enough time on it.
I don't. I think they could have done more of the training aspect, because I don't think that he could have done all that just from that little short thing. You could do a lot, but so much, and I don't.
But the fact of the training was that it was supposed to discourage him, which is why he went back to Earth and he said, "I quit. I can't do this." And he went back to Earth.
Well, it wasn't supposed to discourage him. It was just that one double dude who's retarded.
But that was the purpose of the movie. You can't come back from nothing if you don't go to nothing in the first place.
The devil dude April was talking about is Sinestro, and if they do have a second movie, he will probably play prominently in that movie.
Yeah, because they gave him a yellow ring.
It's all because of what he looks like.
Not necessarily.
There's a
Parallax was killed. I want to say the leader. I can't remember if that's the Hulk or if that was Green Lantern, but the other villain in this series got infected with Parallax. He was killed off. So they're going to have somebody else, and like Michelle said, he got the yellow ring, and of course Sinestro becomes a Yellow Lantern, and he becomes one of the main villains of Hal Jordan that they fight against each other in the comics quite a bit.
Yeah, April, I still remember at least something of the comic book realm.
Yeah, I didn't like the whole, whatever the dude's name is. Oh, Harry.
The villain.
Yeah.
The guy who got infected.
Yeah, like I said, I can't. Henry. Hector?
Henry.
Hector.
Hector was his name. I felt bad for him, but that it was kind of wimpy how he handled it.
And actually, I was pretty proud of him.
I wasn't. I was like, wow. Impressive.
It was the contrast. You had Hal Jordan, who was the big jock-type dude.
With the
guy that was smart, and even like in today's age, it seems like the jock type characters get the big to doings, and the smart people tend to be the ones that are lesser known.
It's because smart people can't stick up for themselves a lot of the time.
Well, not necessarily. They can stick up for themselves. They just have to have a reason to.
Yeah.
I think that what is interesting is Hector would have been quite happy being professor or whatever. It was his dad who was wanting more out of him.
Just being left alone.
And then Hal Jordan, they kind of came out on even playing fields because Hector was happy, but his dad wanted more from him. Hal Jordan was, he looked like he was really good and gung-ho, but he's scared of everything, so he kept quitting everything. Just thought they were on level fields.
From what I saw, fairly heavy, but not much.
Yeah, he kept chickening out. He didn't think you said he kept freezing.
He froze once. And then, for some reason, it flashed back to his dad multiple times. I'm not sure.
His dad died in a...
Yeah.
I know that, but didn't it go from him almost crushing to the thing, to him almost crushing to the thing two or three times?
Yes, when he was in the airplane.
He was freezing up because he was having that memory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what happened to him. Every time he'd get really close to something, he'd freeze up.
One time?
With the jets, yeah. He froze up until he had to eject. With the girlfriend, which you probably didn't catch on, he didn't stick with the girlfriend because he froze up and he ran away. He didn't want to stick with
it. You mean he was late, so he...
No, I was talking about Carol Ferris.
He broke it off with her early on. That was inferred. It wasn't something that
it's a girlfriend.
As a Green Lantern, he wanted to break away from that, but only because of
Sinestro taunting him
and Carol encouraging him.
I'd like to thank one of our sponsors at this time, Music Alley from Mivio. Check it out at music.mivio.com. That is MUSIC.MEVIO.com. Or you can go to our site, Comic Pop Library, for links to Music Alley and our reference links located within our left navigation bar. And now, back to the show.
That's why
you I thought Hector was a pretty wimpy, well, not like in the sense, but a pretty wimpy villain. Not like him himself was a good villain, but the way they played him out, and he had like two big scenes, and then they killed him.
Well, he was a tool to get the Parallax creature to Earth.
I can see that, but it was like, villain, dead villain. Now we got another villain.
Well, they had to have some reason to get Parallax there, and having the infection, and then that infection linking him with Parallax. That's what his purpose in the movie was. It wasn't really to be an all-powerful villain. It was to bring the all-powerful villain to the story.
But, like, on the commercials, like, you see Hector, but you don't see whatever his name is. Yeah.
Parallax.
Yeah. Well, and so it's like you assume that Hector's, like, the main dude.
He wasn't the main
dude. He's going to be all the time. I know, but
that's what you're agree with him saying. Yeah.
We saw the Parallax possessed guy, but we never actually did see Parallax itself.
That was Parallax for the movie. Huh. The Guardian was Parallax. We're not talking comic book here. In a comic book, he kind of looked like an insect.
Yeah.
That's not the movie, though. They changed it for the movie. Mm-hmm. So we did see Parallax, which, to me, did a whole lot more than what the second Fantastic Four movie did with Galactus, that everybody was wanting to see Galactus, and they just did a big dark cloud, or this one was kind of the same. They had the big dark cloud, but it had the tendrils coming out. It showed the Guardian's face coming out.
It reminded me of, like, an octopus with, like, tons and tons and tons.
Kind of, actually. Mm-hmm.
True, it did.
So,
with... Or, like, a spiderweb type deal.
Gotcha. With Hector, did you not anyone relate to him at some point? Have you ever felt like your parents want more something?
Seriously, I was like, Hector, you're retarded. Stick up for yourself.
He did.
Not in the good right way, though. He thought he was, but he wasn't.
Yeah, getting some guy to fly across the room.
His dad.
That was after what I was talking about, but yeah. True. I was talking about that kid in the beginning of his powers showing up.
What you talking about?
That wasn't classroom. Really a big thing.
He heard a few songs.
Oh, in the classroom?
Isn't somebody flying?
Yep, he did. On the uniforms and how that all worked. Kind of explained decently, because in the comics it's kind of like a regular cloth uniform, but...
It's like their skin, because we saw him, like, getting... I don't know how to explain it, but it was like...
It looked like it was part of his skin.
Yeah, like, no, it was his skin. Mm-hmm. It was like, it was him. It wasn't any suit or anything, it was... Him, literally.
I like the bodysuit. I thought the eye piece was kind of a little off.
It's like,
oh, I thought that was the coolest part.
Well, it's cool, but it's like the eye piece only appears when you need to hide your identity. It's like that flimsy
piece. Oh, you're talking about the mask.
I was talking about
when his eyes, when he was getting angrier, his eyes or getting more power, his eyes would turn a whitish. Translucent
that was cool. But the mask
is like
not
really wimpy, and I was like, what? Because, okay.
It wasn't that.
What's her name?
Carol,
she figured it out. His friend figured it out, and then Hector. Well, Hector kind of cheated and touched him, which like gets his memories, but still, three
people. His friend was there from the beginning, though, too.
Yeah, I know, he probably saw him transform.
Still, it's like,
that's one of the things that harkens back to Superman. It's like, how come Lois Lane can never figure out Clark Kent was Superman with just a pair of glasses?
It's retarded.
This is the opposite, where Carol was like, she's been with him, she knows him, so she was able to. When they got close enough, she could tell who it was. So it's, you know, if you didn't know who he was, it's possible you might not know him in public. But if you were around him a lot, yeah, definitely. And this kind of harkens back to that. How could you not tell that who's behind there?
Still, it's kind of a lumpy mask. It's like, I don't want to either have a mask or don't have a mask. Don't have a thing covering your eyes.
Well, in Hector's outfit, it was just like,
he transformed.
It wasn't an outfit. It was a hoodie.
Hector's outfit, if you looked at the shoes, you know, it was like big, bulky. It kind of matched his head.
That was just the infestation of the virus, I guess.
Big feet?
The big head, and he kind of started walking a little...
He did. Oddly, it was like, he started oddly.
He had a hard time breathing.
Yeah.
And it's like, he was out of it, like, completely. It was like he was high, but in a bad way.
I think one of the things I was a little bit disappointed on is it was kind of cool to see Hal Jordan fight the big bad dude, but I would have liked to see the Corps come in to help him out at the end rather than just him doing it.
They started to, but they were too late.
It was kind of, I understand why they did it, because Hal Jordan is supposed to be one of the greatest Green Lanterns, and this was him getting his
comeuppance. Show him off, like, he can do it. Yeah. I would have liked it. Like,
by the point in comic time they fought the Parallax, they already had a few human Green Lanterns, didn't they?
No. Hal was the first one.
He's the original. Yeah. And then there were all these
copies.
That's
the only human there was.
I was talking about in the comic
verse. In the comics?
Was this they his first battle?
No, it was...
No, yes, there was other humans in the comics, yes. There was, but in the movie, he's the first human.
Yeah.
And then if they decide to carry it on in the franchise, they might branch into another Green Lantern.
Well, in the, what Logan is alluding to is the storyline in probably the last couple of years of Green Lantern, where Parallax was the main character in it. He infected Hal Jordan. Hal Jordan went kind of crazy and pretty much killed all the Green Lanterns. Had to bring himself back. And there are other human lanterns. There was John Stewart.
Guy Gardner.
So that's what Logan's alluding to.
But I can only remember.
In the movie, Parallax is brand new, and Hal Jordan is the first human, and this is the first meeting. It's not. That's one of the differences with this story in the movie.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I kind of liked it because I noticed, like, okay, I'm sorry, this is a girl thing to notice, but I was kind of looking at their suits and everything, like how different they were, and on their collars were different, like. Whatever, dudes, with the red face. It was kind of like Sinestro. Deep and sharp, and Hal's was kind of curved, and how they each had their own type of outfit. And like on that insect one, I noticed that it had the, you know, the lantern shape on the ring. It had it on its forehead, which I'm guessing it was the ring, because it
probably not have been.
It was really cool, though. I liked that.
I thought they did a very good job costuming all the Green Lanterns and all the characters. Variety.
And in the second movie, if they do make one, maybe we'll get to see a few more of those in action, hopefully. But most of the costumes, or even Hal Jordan's costume, was computer generated.
I'll bet that was fun.
That was one of the major expenses, is the computer generation in this movie. And some people were saying that they didn't enjoy it, but I thought it was decent. It kept me in the movie. It didn't bother me at all.
I'd say it's not the greatest comic movie ever, but it's...
It's not the worst one either.
Yeah, it's not the worst by far. It's like a really good one.
We haven't talked about his construction, his imagination from the ring. How did you like the way he saved the helicopter?
That was awesome.
The Hot Wheels track?
Yeah.
At first, I didn't get it until the end. Well, like, I got it, but the helicopter that lifted Hector's dad, Hector, somehow shot it out of the sky, and it started spiraling at the party, and he came in and saved it with the Hot Wheels car and racetrack. The way he brought in the car kind of confused me, because the car came in kind of like in front of it and then just kept going really fast on the racetrack. I'm like, how is that saving the helicopter? And then at the very end, it finally stopped long enough to see that the helicopter was actually in the cockpit of the car. I'm like, yeah. Oh, that makes way more sense.
We had some foreshadowing on that because of his nephew's room and the racetrack that he shot off. It was funny.
And then he did the jets at the very end.
Yeah.
He did the...
Podracer.
Yes, that's what I thought about. I thought Star Wars.
Kind of looked like that, yes.
Yeah.
I did too.
The two jets with him being dragged behind it kind of emulated what a podracer looked like.
To keep him from getting...
It looked like a dude hanging on by two
two engines.
Yep.
Some strings.
It was very similar to it.
Yeah.
And it was gun battery that he used. And he used the fist. He did use a fist, which was one of the key marks of Hal Jordan. So that was kind of cool to see that. And then I think the main part of the story was one of the things is he's supposed to be the man without fear, but it wasn't. That wasn't the gist of the story, is that everybody has fear. It's rising above that fear. Not being without fear, but rising above it. So I thought that was a nice play, that they brought it back. And, you know, he does have some insecurities, but he's able to surmount that. And that's kind of how he's able to take on Parallax at the end, is you get somebody mad enough and threaten something that they love enough that the human heart and will quadruple. And you always hear about parents saving their kids from under cars and stuff, lifting them in a spurt of adrenaline and stuff. And so I could see where they got that, because he has the ring to boost his willpower. So I like that aspect of the show.
Overall, I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
A teenager enjoy it, whether they're boy, girl.
Probably.
I think a girl would need to go with it. If it was me alone with some friends or something, unless one of the guys wanted to go see it, we wouldn't go see it. But with the family, the girl would, or with like a boyfriend, or with a group of friends that have a lot of guys in the group, that'd be like, don't.
It's not a chick flick.
It's not a chick flick. It's not something normal.
Right, but there is a romantic storyline.
It's not a big romantic line, though.
But it's something that the boyfriend or friends took him to, they could still enjoy it.
Yeah, they could enjoy it.
Well, I enjoyed it, but I'm able to disassociate myself from the comic book and the movie. I've learned that a long time ago, not to hold expectations. Each one has to stand on their own, and I enjoyed this movie. Some comic book buffs will pick it apart. I know they will, but I enjoyed it for what it was.
Yeah. And all movies are somewhat like fan fiction.
Okay, fan fiction? True, to a degree.
AU?
Alternate Universe.
Thank you.
But I think that'll do it for this time.
Bye.
And have a good one.
Bye. Reruns play now on Channel 3. And you watch just like it's MTV. The new episode is following. And you sit and wait so patiently. A movie star not on TV, but the cameras always follow me. Nah, a movie star not on TV. You know me before.